I have a pleasure of having Daniel Mark Lanthier, who is visiting from Pakistan here. He is originally from Canada and settled in Pakistan for 37 years. Can you please introduce yourself?
Assalamu alaikum. And my name is Daniel Mark, Canada. Is what I am very good at Lahore. I have been in Karachi. I have been in Pakistan all these years for educational program, and particularly the last 25 years working with the Deaf Reach program.
What inspired you to stay there for 37 years?
Kyun nahi? Pakistan kyun nahi? Kyunki Pakistan achi mulk hai, achi log hai. Mehman nawazi, khana, peena, har cheez ke. So I came in 87 and doing educational project at the request of one of my expat friends. And we came and stayed. And in the 1995 or onward, we set up a foundation called Family Educational Services Foundation, and the main project being the Deaf Reach School. Kyunki meri saathi log inka naam hai Richard Giri America se inke pehle beta Gunga Beraya ke acute meningitis se isliye ke is program ke shuru mein.
तो आपको ये किस तरह ख्याल आया कि पाकिस्तान में रहकर आप यहाँ जो समाज से महरूम बच्चे हैं, जिन्हें बहरा कहा जाता है, बहरे बच्चे हैं, बहरे लोग हैं, उनके लिए कुछ काम कर सकते हैं, आपको यहाँ रहना चाहिए, ये ख्याल कैसे आया कि इसको अब लॉन्ग रन पे आपको यहाँ रहना चाहिए?
Yeah, actually, you know, there are over 1 million deaf children in Pakistan. लेकिन के 5% किसे नीचे के स्कूल जाएंगे, क्योंकि स्कूल इनको बच्चे सिर्फ के मेन शहर के में है, कराची, लाहौर, इस्लामाबाद के दूसरी पूरे मुल्क के और स्कूल नहीं है. इसलिए कि Deaf Reach के 8 स्कूल के जेलम, लाहौर, सकर, नवाबशाह, हैदराबाद, तांडोवाला यार्ड, सुजावल और आर हेड ऑफिस इन कराची, एंड वी आर सर्विंग 1,800 बच्चे 50 किलोमीटर से स्कूल से के तालीम देना के KG to BA college, and we train also the parents once a month, क्योंकि माँ बाप इशारात की जबान पता नहीं है, मालूम नहीं है.
1800 बच्चे, 1,800 के करीब बच्चे उसमें मौजूद हैं केजी से लेके कॉलेज तक के, और जो समाज से महरूम है. तो ये कितने स्कूल हैं
हमारा? 8 स्कूल.
8 स्कूल हैं आप?
हाँ, क्योंकि छोटी शहर के सकर, नवाबशाह, इस शहर के लगता कि कोई स्कूल नहीं है इस बच्चों के लिए.
अच्छा, ये तो बहुत बड़ा आपने काम शुरू किया कि आप अपने एक दोस्त के कहने पर पाकिस्तान आए थोड़े अरसे के लिए. शायद आप क्या जब आए थे तब आपको ये ख्याल था कि आप यहाँ 37 साल 37 years गुजार लेंगे पाकिस्तान में?
नहीं नहीं, आई हैड नो प्लान टू स्टे दैट लॉन्ग, बट यू नो इट्स लाइक द मेहमान नवाजी. व्हेन यू आर मेहमान इन समबडीज हाउस, यू हैव टू आस्क फॉर इजाजत, यू हैव टू आस्क फॉर परमिशन टू लीव. इन पाकिस्तान इजाजत मुझे नहीं दिया,
नहीं मिली आपको इजाजत वहां से जाने
की. दिस इज व्हाई आई एम स्टिल हियर.
आप इस वक्त ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आए हुए हैं, तो ये ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने का क्या मकसद है, और किन किन शहरों में आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया के यहाँ पे घूमे फिरे हैं, क्या देखा है, किससे मिले हैं, कितने दिनों के लिए रहेंगे?
ओके, एक हमारा दोस्त, इनका नाम मिस्टर गैरी, एडिलेड से एक प्रोजेक्ट गवर्नमेंट पाकिस्तान के साथ लाहौर में है, एंड he liked our school and what we do, and he said, come to Australia, meet my family, I will sponsor your trip and meet the Pakistani community during the month of Ramadan. So this is why I came, and I've traveled to Adelaide, now Iswat is Sydney, or agle hafte Canberra jayenge, Melbourne, to just introduce the beautiful project of the Deaf Reach School across Pakistan and its impact in society. And besides the schools, the training of the parents, we also provide, we have an employment program. In the last 5 years, we were able to place 2,000 deaf adults, some who have little or no education, in over 50 companies across the country. Our first employer in 2008 was KFC. And maybe some of your listeners have, when visited Pakistan, maybe they have been having their food at a KFC and they were served by a deaf employee. And that has changing the mindset of the society. Besides providing employment for a deaf person, it's also showing the community at large that deaf people can do anything except hear. 50% of our teaching staff is deaf, Rehan. And even some of our managers, the principal of the Lahore school is deaf. So we believe that when deaf are given an opportunity to have access to education, they can achieve anything. You have in New South Wales, deaf people who are having their own businesses, who are financial analysis for IBM, their doctors. So we believe that they can do anything. We're just giving them a chance to have access to education. If you are profoundly deaf, then a hearing aid will not help you, as if you were to provide glasses to a blind person. If you have some form of hearing, yes, hearing aids can help. But the technology that we use is that we have developed a digital learning resources in Pakistan Sign Language that is available on a website, and it is psl.org.pk. Not to be confused with Pakistan Super League.
Super League, yeah.
it's Pakistan Sign Language, and you can visit the website and see thousands of videos of high quality that can teach anybody about how to communicate in sign language for students, parents, their family, the employers. And it's also a phone app that you can download on Android as well as on iOS, on Apple.
And how's the response or support are you getting from the government of Pakistan itself, other than the people of Pakistan?
Well, actually, main gora hoon lekin ameer nahi hai. Meri jeel meri khun Canada se, meri deal Pakistan se. And I like to add, meri karche bhi Pakistan se. So we support our school through donation. 80% Pakistan mein hai, 20% Bahar se, Pakistan logon se, ki Canada, America, UK, shayad is waqt Australia mein. The government of Pakistan, we are partnering. Five of our eight schools are in government building. The school in Lahore, the school in Sakkar, the school in Nawabshah, the school in Sujawal, and the school in Karachi. We are having a public-private partnership where we have agreement with the government of Punjab and the government of Sindh, and they give us the use of these buildings rent-free. And if you go on our website, deafreach.com, and DeafReach program Facebook page, then you will see the beautiful partnership that we have. So in this way, the government does help us by providing building, and also the government of Sindh has given us what we call grant in aid to financially support the school.
And what you are expecting from Pakistanis living in Australia or general Australians after hearing the stories which you have brought from Pakistan to here?
See, I came to Australia because, as I was mentioning, this Australian company sponsored some of our students. And then one of their employees said, why don't you come and visit us in Pakistan? So this is my first trip. So at the moment, we're creating awareness. I am invited to iftaris where I give presentation and create awareness among the Pakistani and Muslim community at large of the DeafReach program and how it's transforming the landscape of deaf education in Pakistan and actually the world, because what we do in Pakistan is now wanting to be replicated in other countries. Wish you all a Ramadan Kareem and much, much in advance, Eid Mubarak. And should any of you come to Pakistan for a visit, please do reach out to us. You can find us on deafreach.com and do come and visit the school and see all the beautiful things that are happening here.
Thank you.